Blessed is everyone that feareth the Lord, that walketh in His ways. For thou shalt eat the labor of thine hands. Happy shalt thou be, and it shall be well with thee. Amen. Blessed is everyone that feareth the Lord, that walketh in His ways. For thou shalt eat the labor of thy hands. Happy shalt thou be, and it shall be well with thee. Help me pray here tonight. Dear Heavenly Father, we humbly come to You. God, You are worthy to be praised. I thank You, Jesus, Lord, for Your mercy, for Your grace. Lord, I ask You, God, to have Your way, Lord. Jesus, I thank You, Lord, for Your Spirit that we feel here today already. Lord, there's a lot of things that take place in this world. There's a lot of things that take place, but God, I thank You, Lord. Lord, that You are with us. God, until You come, we're going to be happy. Until You come, we're going to praise You. Oh, Lord, until that day, Lord, that You call us home, we're going to have that blessed assurance that You're in our heart. Help us right here tonight, Holy Ghost, to do Thy will. Oh, Jesus. Amen. Praise God. You may be seated. Turn to your neighbor, shake their hand. Tell them it's good to see them in the house of God. Amen. It's good to have you here tonight. Amen. In the house of the Lord. My heart's heavy. Amen. On another message. Amen. That the Lord spoke to my heart about just a few minutes ago. Amen. I want to, I'll say it's so good to see Sister Christina again. And Roy, it's good to meet you. I never met you before. Amen. But if you're anything like Brother Myers, you're all right. Amen. You got to be all right. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's good to have all of y'all with us. Amen. My cousin Pamela back again and Jason. Amen. Back in the house of God tonight. It's good to have them with us. And our visitors, I didn't get to get their names before church. Amen. But it's good to have y'all with us too. Amen. In the house of the Lord. It's always good to have Arthur back there, isn't it? Amen. In the house of God. Amen. You ready to worship the Lord, Arthur? Amen. Amen. All right. He's been here. Amen. Ready to back us up. Amen. And the rest of you, amen, that's been coming every night. We appreciate you. We've been appreciating everything that you've done, the offerings, everything that you've just been praying for this revival. We appreciate all of that. Amen. Every night, amen, we've been getting fed, amen, around here. Spiritually, amen. Physically, amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Sister Myers, she's going out of her way, amen. I mean, when you talk about snacks around here, they go all out. Amen. One night, amen, it was Sister Myers' birthday, but we had an ice cream cake. Amen. And you had to eat it with a spoon. Amen. Because it was about defrosted. Amen. Defrosted ice cream cake. Amen. Oh, we had good times around here. Last night, we had such a good time. I mean, it was 2:30 when we left here. Praise God. Amen. Woo. Amen. We got to catch up a lot more than just on church nights, brother. Amen. Praise the Lord. When you hadn't seen each other a while, you got to catch up and you get so busy. Amen. But we're in the house of God tonight. We come together to worship the Lord and to praise Him. Amen. In our text here, the Bible said, blessed is everyone that feareth the Lord, that walketh in His ways. For thou shalt eat the labor of thy hands. Happy shalt thou be, and it shall be well with thee. Listen, we live in a very fast-paced society today. Amen. We live in a very fast... I mean, everybody's busy. Amen. Always, we're busy doing this. We're busy on our job. We're busy shopping. We're busy buying food. We're busy cooking. We're busy doing all kind of things in our life. We're busy cleaning. We're busy fixing. We're busy mending. I mean, there's a lot of things. We live in that fast-paced society. Amen. We just don't have time. I mean, we've got things like McDonald's and Burger King and microwaves and instant potatoes and instant all this. And amen. Come on, we can get it all. Amen. Amen. Just quickly, fast. But it just seems like, amen, somebody's shorting the day. Amen. It seems like, amen, we don't have time for a lot of things. And of course, with all the busyness, and of course, with all the things in our life that we have that comes up, it's seems like we've got one problem after the other. Hey man, you ever felt like that? You just had one problem after you get one bill paid off, and then you got another one to pay. Come on now. It just seems like that to me, Brother Charlie. Hey man, you just get through one circumstance, and all of a sudden, wham, there's another one standing right in front of you. Hey man, that's just the way life seems to be. Hey man, and I don't know. Hey man, it just pops up here in its place. You get rid of one, one pops up there. You get rid of that one, another one pops up. Just when we get through one trial, here comes another one. One after the other. I mean, it just seems to bombard us day after day. But I want to ask somebody here tonight, amen, even though you're being bombarded day after day with problems, even though you've got, it seems like all kind of things coming against you. And I said the other night, it seems like the whole world is against us sometimes. Amen, but we need to get against the whole world. Amen, but I want to ask you this question. Is it well with your soul? Amen. Come on now. I could sit here and preach to you about how God is going to provide the potatoes and how God is going to provide the chicken and how God is going to provide the gas in your vehicle. And I can tell you, amen, about how God is going to give you that next set of clothes. And I can tell you how He's going to send the money to help you to pay that electric bill. Amen. But oh, it's not near as important to find out if it's well with your soul. Amen. I want you to know it's well with my soul. Amen. When I get down to my last dollar, it's still well with my soul. Come on, hallelujah. I feel like preaching tonight. Hallelujah. We, for our physical life, amen, we go and we get health insurance. Amen, if you can afford it, come on. Amen, son. Amen, I don't know too many people with it. Amen, it's really expensive. Amen, but I mean, we, in more common, we get life insurance to cover us. Amen, if someone were to die. Amen, if I were to die today, Sister Smith, she'd get her some money. Amen, don't give her no ideas, though. Amen. She might. Amen. Come on. She might be a rich woman. Amen. Might be able to build that church. Let's just do away with Brother Smith. Y'all build the church. Everybody be fine. Amen. Come on now. Amen. Amen. But amen. We get that thing called insurance. Amen. To cover us in case of an accident. I've got insurance on my car. You do too if you're legal. Amen. You got insurance on your vehicle. Amen. But oh, I don't know what can we do for our spiritual man. I wish there was some kind. Oh, but there is. Amen. It's not called insurance. It's called blessed assurance. Come on. I know it's well with my soul. Amen. Because I've been bought. I've been purchased. Amen. He's given me that assurance. Amen. I don't have to worry about the bills. I'm not saying don't pay them. Come on now. Amen. But I don't have to fret over them. Amen. When it seems like they're overtaking me. I don't have to fret over the fact. Amen. That I'm just going through stress. I mean, how many's going through a little stress? We had three hurricanes. We just went through three right here in Central Florida. Amen. Amen. I'm going through a little stress. Amen. Come on. I looked at the side of my trailer and it's, amen, the siding's peeled off of it. Amen. It just got inside. I don't know how it did it. Amen. It wasn't loose or nothing. Amen. But it sneaked its way inside and it started flapping. I'm in the fire department and I was in the fire station and one of the police officers come out and said, "Your house is falling apart." Thanks for the good news. You know, tell me something good, you know. And I mean, you already, your nerves are getting kind of crazy. Amen. Because you hear, that's all you hear, you know, and them doors, I mean, rattling, and I don't know if any of y'all stayed in a mobile home. Amen. I had to go right in the middle of the storm to get a shower. I said, I waited long enough, I got to go get me a shower. Amen. And I heard all kind of noises, and there wasn't no power. Amen. Wasn't no hot water. Amen. I was worried. Amen. The tin on the end of my trailer was flapping. Come on, I thought it was getting bad. Amen. But I always knew down deep inside that it was well with my soul. Come on now. Amen. It's well with my soul because salvation is by grace. It's salvation's not by how much money I've got. And salvation's not by my status in society. And my salvation's not based on how many friends I've got. Thank God. Come on now. And my salvation's not based on the number, the size of my church. Come on. Thank God. Amen. My salvation's not based on what I've done today or what I'm going to do tomorrow. But my salvation salvation is based by grace or favor by the Lord. The Bible says, for by grace or by favor, he says, are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, and nothing you can do, nothing you can change, nothing you can come in and do anything about that can save you. Amen. But it is the gift of God. Amen. That just tickles me to death. I just realized I've used that word tickle, Sister Smith, too many times in this revival. Amen. This may be like, dude, you can get away with it one time, but after that, leave it alone. Amen. I get excited. How about that? I get excited thinking that it's nothing that I have done, because I probably would fail, but it's the gift of God. Wonderful gift. It's well with my soul. Because, oh my. Amen. Oh, Paul, he got to where he was down and out. Amen. You ever got to where you're down and out? It seems like after one problem, after the other. How many knows our young people go through problems? Come on now. How many knows our young people are facing things? It's like us older folks. Come on now. Amen. I used to think, amen, that my world was coming to an end. I was about 15, 16 years old. Amen. Mom, Dad wouldn't let me do something. Amen. Amen. My world was coming to an end. Amen. Come on. Nobody liked me. Nobody. Mom and Dad wouldn't work with me. Amen. I couldn't drive the car. Amen. It wouldn't let me do this. Wouldn't let me do that. Come on. It got bad. Amen. Come on. That's a reality to them young people. Amen. Amen. Now we get to the place. Amen. And I look at folks now. Amen. And I remember. Amen. I look just like I look at children sometimes. And I look at, you know how you look at them. Say, y'all shouldn't fret over that. Wait till you gotta pay bills. Amen. Wait till you get out of school and got to come on now. Wait till you, it's up to you to put the food in the cupboard. Wait till it's up to you to pay the electric bill. Wait till it's up. Amen. You want to tell children that. Amen. Say, come on. Your problem ain't that bad. Amen. But they just don't realize how bad it's going to get. Amen. Come on. They just don't realize how much is going to come against them. And now, even as a saved man, as a man that's been through it, amen, it's been faced the devil and faced problems and faced trials, and I realize that it's well with my soul. I look at folks that aren't holding on, and sometimes I have to stop myself because I say, Lord, and just give them that blessed assurance. Lord, give them that assurance. Let them have that gift. Amen. Oh, they can't get it by works, but God, just give it to them. Paul said, oh, I've got a thorn in my flesh. You ever had a thorn in your flesh? Come on now. Praise the Lord. Some of us has got call waiting. And you look at that phone and you say, oh no, not them again. Come on now. I'm preaching normal. I'm just preaching to us. I'm not preaching like we know nobody's here and I've never done nothing wrong. Amen. Come on. I'll look at the phone too and say, oh no. Amen. Sometimes if it says block caller, I just won't even answer it. Amen. I don't want to hear it today. Come on now. I don't need another thorn in the flesh. Amen. Come on now. I don't need, come on now. Amen. You know those folks that always, amen, call you up from the other church somewhere over across the other side of Florida. Amen. They kind of, you smiled at them one way and all of a sudden they're your best friend and they got to tell you about all the problems in the church. Come on now. And they call you up on the phone and they tell you, amen, come on. And say, call you up on the phone and it's their number and you say, oh no, I don't want to hear about it again. Amen, that's your thorn in the flesh. It seems like, oh, every time they call, you say, oh, I wish I didn't have a telephone. Amen, I wish, and maybe if I change my number, amen, but they'd still get it. Come on now. Amen, oh, it's like a thorn in the flesh to you. Come on, I'm just trying to help you to understand where I'm coming from. You put it anything in there. Whatever your thorn is, whatever your problem is, I mean, it's just persistent. It comes after you every day. It's always there. It won't go away. Paul said, I tried 3 times for God to get that thing out of my life. Oh, I mean, I prayed about it. I fasted about it. I asked God 3 times. I don't think he just said, God, take it away. God, take it away. God, take it away. I don't think he was talking about that kind of 3 times. I really feel like Paul fasted and prayed and sought God with all of his heart for those 3 times for that problem to go away. God, let it move. And we do the same thing, Lord. I'm tired of going through this. Please help me. You ever got so low you just said, God, help me. Oh, you ever just say, Lord, I need help. And you just didn't know which direction you were going. Listen, Paul said, and I believe it was about the third time God, he probably just felt sorry for old Paul and just looked at him. And the Bible said, he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee. Oh Lord, take away my problem. No, I've already given you favor. I've already given you my grace. And that is sufficient for you to make it. Come on now. Because he says, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. When you're weak and when you are down, God says that is when he can work and he is strong. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Amen. I would rather glory in my infirmities knowing that the grace of God is sufficient for me than to be without that grace and have to make it on my own. Listen, unless I'm in myself, unless I have to depend on myself, I'm going to fail, Paul said. I can't get rid of this thorn. Oh, but the grace of God is sufficient. And as long as I've got his favor, as long as he's smiling down on me, as long as he's scrunching up to me, that's all I need. Paul said, it's well with me. Amen. Come on now. Amen. It's well with my soul because the presence of God's Spirit is within my heart. The Bible says in Romans 8:14, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Romans 8:15, for ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Listen, amen, we are Gentiles. Amen, I am not an original child of God. Come on now. I was not born into the Jewish family. I was not born there, Brother Myers. Amen. I am a Gentile. Amen. Come on. I was adopted, though, in the family through the shedding blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. Come on. Sister Pamela and myself share a common thing. Amen. Her grandfather and my grandfather, are both our adopted grandfathers. Amen. And she has even more unique twist there, but we'll just leave it like that. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Man Paul. Amen. He is passed on and gone. Amen. He's no longer with us. Amen. But we call him Man Paul. Amen. Don't look at me funny. You call yours Paul, and everything else. Amen. Amen. We call him Man Paul. Amen. Come on. Amen. And that's just what we call him. Amen. You know what I'm talking about, don't you, sister? Amen. Amen. You got a Man Paul. Amen. Hallelujah. But he, amen, he adopted my mother and Pamela's dad. Amen. When they were very, very little. Amen. I think my mom was like 2 years old. Amen. And he was a father to them. They didn't know any other father. Amen. He was their father. Amen. When I grew up, he was my grandfather. Amen. I didn't know. He was no different than my grandfather Smith. I didn't know any better. He was just my grandpa. Amen. He was my manpa. Amen. I didn't care. Amen. I'm the one to give him the name. I just admit that. Amen. Come on. I'm the oldest grandson. Amen. I give him the name Manpa. Amen. I couldn't say Grandpa, I guess. But he was just the same to me. It was no difference to me because he had adopted my mother. Amen. He adopted her. Amen. And I was part of that family. He treated me just like his own son. And that is what God was telling us here in this scripture. Amen. He said in Romans, he said, for you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. Listen, it's well with my soul because he has adopted me and I am his. Just like if I was his only begotten. Just like if he gave me, just like if I was his real son. He adopted me in the family. I am his and he is mine. He is my father. Amen. He ain't my stepfather. He's not my adopted father. He's my father. Come on now. My God. Amen. Come on. Amen. I love him. I hope you love him. Amen. It's well with my soul because his presence, he is with me. He is my father. He has adopted me and I can cry, Abba, Father. Amen. Hallelujah. John 3:24 says, he that keepeth his commandments dwelleth in him and he in him. And hereby we know that he abideth in us by the Spirit which he hath given us. His Spirit dwells with us today. How many knows he can keep us? He can keep us. He tells us, my sheep hear my voice and I know them and they follow me. And he says, and I give unto them eternal life and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. He is able to protect me and keep me from all harm. Amen. Come on, I may go through trouble, I may go through trials, but I don't have to be afraid. He is my Father. Amen. When I used to go over to Mount Paul's down in Bay Lake, amen, he was the toughest man in the world. Amen. He would cut off cancer right off his hand with his pocket knife. Amen. I mean, that's tough. Amen. Come on now. I saw him do it. Amen. I say, what are you crazy? He just cut it off and just be going on down the town with it, you know. Amen. Like nothing to it. I said, man, Paul, you need to go to the doctor for that. He said, no. Amen. I just get it done right here. Amen. I'm talking about a tough man. He was able to do anything. I thought, I mean, he could protect me. Amen. He would watch. I felt safe around my mentor. Amen. But oh, how much safer if the Bible said that no man's able to pluck me out of my Father's hand. That makes me feel safe. It makes me feel at ease. I know that I can feel well in the midst of my trouble, in the midst of my storm. It's well with my soul. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? He said, as it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long, and we are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. They're after us. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Let me tell you something, folks. We may get out there where it seems like. And you know, I know we even hide sometimes, but you can't hide from the love of God. Sometimes we even want to just run away. Old David even said, oh, that I had the wings of a dove, that I could fly away. I'm going through problems, Brother Myers. And if I could just fly away from here, I'd get away. How many knows that if you, no matter how high you go, he's there. He's on the highest mountain. No matter how low you go. He said, if I make my bed in hell, you're there, Lord. He's there. If I go to the highest mountain, you're there. If I go to the farthest sea, he's there. If I run to the uttermost part of the earth, God is there. He's there. There's this woman. She had some troubles. How many knows the story of the Shunammite woman? The prophet Elijah was with her and they had left and her son had died. How much bad worse can you get? Her son passed away. But the Bible said that she went after the man of God. She knew that God was with this man. And she knew that if she could get to Elisha, that he could bring back her son alive. She didn't know if that's exactly what would happen. She just knew he had died. She just knew that he had passed away. She knew that he was gone. She went after him. She ran and got after him. Elijah looks off to the distance and sees her coming and says to his servant Gehazi, go out and greet the woman. I pray thee to meet her and say unto her, is it well with thee? Is it well with thy husband? Is it well with the child? Most of us would have said, oh, Brother Myers. I got this and that. I got my insurance bill today. We'll just do that. I don't know if anybody's got an insurance bill. Well, I've got my insurance bill today, and it's $500 for 1 month. I don't know. It may be. It's getting pretty high nowadays. Amen. And Brother Myers, you know, I'm just, nobody likes me no more. Amen. Come on now. Amen. Oh, Brother Myers, and you know, we just go and we've got our load of problems. And when the man of God says, how you do, sometimes you don't ask somebody how they're doing. Amen. Come on now. Because they'll tell you. Amen. Come on. And say, how you doing? Well, I'm doing this and this and that, and the devil this and the devil that. And he climbed on my back last week and has been riding me ever since. Hey, come on now. Amen. And I mean, you just sitting there and they're telling you just how they feel. I mean, you asked for it. Amen. Come on. You said, how you doing? Amen. They telling you how they're doing. Come on now. Amen. But oh, amen. Elisha knew. He said, I'm going to ask her. He said, I want you to ask her. He said, is it well with you? Is it well with your husband? And is it well with your child? Amen. She didn't come up there with a bunch of negative. Amen. The devil's done this. And the devil killed my son. And he's dying. He's dead. He's been dead for a while now. She didn't come up there crying. She said, it is well. She said it just confidently too. Charlie, he got no money in the bank. It's well. Oh, come on now. Hallelujah. Oh my, hallelujah. Amen, my God. Amen, we used to, amen, Brother Myers and myself, amen, about 4 years ago, almost exactly 4 years ago. Amen, Brother Myers. It was 4 years ago that we were talking. Amen. Come on. We didn't start until October. In October. Amen. We were talking and just thinking about, amen, we need to get together. Amen. The Lord, we just want to start a hole in this church somewhere. Amen. Oh, amen. But you know what? We didn't come together and talk about, oh, how bad we had it. And oh, this church did me this way. And that church did me that way. How we didn't get together and start running folks down and saying, how bad it was. We said, oh, we're coming again. We start worshiping God. It's well. We're happy. The Lord's good. He's still on the throne. His grace is sufficient. We're making it. We're going to make it. We're going to do a work for the Lord no matter what. Come on now. We started rejoicing. We started praising the Lord. We came in. We sang some songs. Amen. We sat on the recliner. Worshiped the Lord. Amen. We didn't have it like we got it set up now. Amen. Come on now. But it was well. Amen. Come on. I don't care what you're facing. I don't care what the devil throws at you. I don't care what your neighbor throws at you. I don't care what your family's saying about you. I don't care what the church members are doing to you. Come on, it's well with my soul. I'm going to make it. His grace is sufficient for me. It's sufficient for me. It's enough for me. It's sufficient. It's going to make get me through. His grace is gonna get me through. Not $100 bill. Amen. Come on now. Come on. Come on. If he never heals me, his grace is still sufficient for me. Come on now. If he never moves that thorn out of the way, his grace is still gonna help me through this. Amen. It's well with my soul. It's well with my soul. A man. Yesterday I preached long. Today I'm gonna preach short. Amen. A man. Back in the 1800s, anybody ever heard of the Great Chicago Fire? Remember that? Anybody remember that in school, the Great Chicago Fire? The fire that almost burnt Chicago to the ground around 1871. A man by the name of Horatio Spafford had a son. His son died, passed away that year. And then his legal business was right downtown Chicago. And because of some woman's milk cow in the barn, kicked over the lantern, caught the hay on fire, caught the buildings on fire. The fire department got sent to the wrong side of the town. And so the fire spread. They didn't have the proper equipment. Fire departments weren't like they were today. They couldn't put the fire out. So his business got burned up. All his documents, everything, all his clients' papers, everything was burnt to the ground. So, he takes it and He goes on, and a couple years later in 1873, he goes and he travels overseas. He's a godly man. He's a Christian man. He goes to help this evangelist by the name of D.L. Moody. Anybody ever heard of him? He goes over and he's going to help him overseas to preach and set up tents and just go around and preach the gospel. He sends his wife with their four daughters over on the first boat. And he was back home taking care of business. On the way, the story goes that the ship collided with another ship. And there were casualties, but there were also survivors on the ship. The ship goes down and his four daughters go down with the ship. All four of his beautiful daughters lost in the water. His wife, getting on over to the other side of the ocean, sends him a telegram. And it only has two words. Saved alone. Can you imagine? Saved alone. Back then, they charged you by the letter for a telegram. And she just said, saved alone. That means nobody else made it. The children didn't make it. Just me. He goes over to meet his wife. And as the ship passes by the very same place that his children drowned, the captain said, this was the place, Mr. Stafford. This was where the ship went down. He begins to meditate on the Lord. And the story said the Holy Ghost moved on him. And he started writing these words. You might have heard it. When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot thou hast taught me to say, it is well, it is well with my soul. It is well. And you know the song. Can you imagine the pain? Can you imagine the agony? But yet, Brother Myers, through it all, he was able to say, it is well. Brother Myers, would you come as you stand with me? I want to ask you this, like I asked you at the beginning of the service. Is it well with your soul? You say, Brother Smith, I'm saved. You can be saved and still feel the pains of life and feel the persecutions of life and the trials of life and the tribulations of life and not know that it's well with your soul. Are you? Can you say tonight, Brother Smith, it is well with my soul? All heads bowed and all eyes closed, nobody looking around. I'm going to ask you.
He never left me.
As they sing.
Though I turn my back on him.
Brother Smith, it's not well with my soul tonight. It's not well. It's just too many problems. There's just too many things. It's just too many problems. I need you to pray for me that it is well with my soul. If that's you here tonight, I just want to pray for you. I'm not going to ask you to do anything that you don't want to do, but I want you to raise your hand and say, Brother Smith, pray for me. It's not well with me tonight. I need help. I need the Lord to touch me. Anybody, just lift your hand. I'm going to pray for you. I just want to pray. Bless that hand. Anybody else? Bless that hand. Somebody else. Just say, Brother Smith, it's not well tonight.
No.
Just touch. Just pray. I need God to help me. Just to help me get through. I need Him. I know He can. I know He's able to do it. And I want the Lord to do it right now. If that's you tonight, just lift your hand. Somebody else. It's not well, Brother Smith. It's not well. You may be here and you're saved. You say, Brother Smith, I'm saved. I know I'm saved. But I've got problems and I need help. And I need God to touch me. I need God to move in my life for a situation. Bless that hand. Somebody else, bless that hand. Anybody else, bless that hand. I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to ask you to do this. Find yourself a place to pray. Find yourself a place to pray. Let's all just seek the Lord tonight. Just seek the Lord. If you want to come to this altar, if you raised your hand, you want to come to the altar. Say, Brother Smith, I feel like coming because I want to make it right. I want God to help me fix it. Sister Smith and I heard a song. It said, He's a fix-it man. God's a fix-it man. I want you to come on pray. If you need prayer, I want you to come and pray. Oh, let God touch you tonight. Come on, saints.
All the roads look the same. You gave me instruction, disregarded in shame. Sudden destruction. He never left me. Oh, He never left me. Though I turned my back on Him, I was living in a world of sin. I was trying to run away again, but He never left me. Though I chose to walk away, even when I wouldn't pray, He never left me. I chose to just
you, Jesus. In the hands of the potter, drawing nigh to him each day. There have been times I failed the Lord, and I have gone astray. You've kept me somehow, and I can't give up now. If I have to fall down on my knees and beg for your mercy, I want to do your will. Lord, help me do your will, no matter what the cost. Keep the fire burning. Keep reaching for the lost. Whatever I must do, I want to be like you. If I have to fall down on my knees and beg for your mercy, I want to do your will. I was standing in the shadows, that old man I used to be. But now I'm walking in his footsteps, and my Lord is leading me. Kept me somehow. I can't give up now. If I have to fall down on my knees, beg for your mercy, I want to do your will. Lord, help me do your will, no matter what the cost. Keep the fire burning. Keep reaching for the lost. Whatever I must do, I want to be like you. If I have to fall down on my knees, beg for your mercy, I want to do your will. You may be standing in the shadows, that old man you used to be. So far from his presence, feeling so empty. But he's kept you somehow. Oh, yes. You can't give up now. If you have to fall down on your knees,
for its mercy. I want to do your will. Lord, help me do your will. No matter what the cost, to keep the fire burning. Keep reaching for the lost. Whatever I must do, I want to be like you. If I have to fall down on my knees, beg for your mercy, I want to do your will. You may be standing in the shadows, that old man you used to be. So far from his presence, feeling so empty, but he's kept you somehow, and you can't give up now. If you have to fall down on your knees, beg for his mercy, I want to do your will.
Hallelujah. 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 It's been some time since God has reached down his hand and save me by his almighty grace. To some it just seemed like a few years. Some it may seem like a long time. One thing I can be glad of tonight is that God's been with me. I like the song we sing tonight, "He Never Left Me." We didn't claim to be professionals, but I like the words to it a whole lot. So many directions, and all the roads look the same. He gave me instructions I disregarded in vain. You say, "Brother Myers, that sounds like talking to somebody lost." No. You can be just as saved as I don't know what, and the devil come by and show you so many directions, and all these roads look the same. I believe he's given you instructions. Don't disregard God. You see, God loves us. I know he does. The Bible said that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish,